Dr. Rowdy Jansen's kindly with us for a kōrero. Rowdy's the Chief Medical Officer at Te Aka Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority. We're following through on our thread regarding measles, just how infectious it is. In the last hour, we spoke with Dr. William Ranger, who has some skin in the game in this sense, but so has Rowdy. He's been asking us to get vaccinated for measles for ages, but it seems to be falling at times on deaf ears. Measles more infectious than COVID and much more lethal. Are we ready for an epidemic? I don't want to overstate things, but Rawiri is with us here to warn of what could occur if we turn a blind eye to what measles can do and how quickly it can travel. Tēnā koe, Rawiri.
Kia ora, Dale. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. You've been saying, hey, measles is on its way. Get prepared. But when we look at our Māori immunisation rates for measles, they're still very, very sluggish, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And to be clear, I think my messaging is really aimed at the health system to lift our game, because I think when we get good messages out to our whānau and our communities, we get a good response. But over COVID times, it's been hard to get your kids immunised. And so we've seen immunisation rates sort of fall off a cliff. It's, you know, making appointments or, you know, 2 weeks before you can be seen and all that sort of carry on has made it really difficult for whānau. I think whānau want to protect babies. And so, you know, just I'm really strong on that message. If whānau can, please get vaccinated right now, because we've got a couple of cases in Auckland. I think it's going to look like an outbreak. We've got a couple of weeks, and so it's urgent, really. Get into it if we can, whānau.
Hapū mama and babies, I've heard a lot of kōrero directed at them. What about school-aged children, teenagers, adults, and Pākehā? How many of us need to be vaccinated against measles, or are many of us already?
Yeah, so the older ones of us probably either had measles or have been vaccinated. So our focus is on, number one, for measles, the infants. So 12 months, 15 months, get that childhood vaccination program up and running. As you say, there's the young children, 4 or 5 years, we want them all to be vaccinated. We missed a lot of people a long time ago, you know, 15, 30 years ago. So we've got a special program to try and catch up anybody in that age group, 15 to 30 years. If there's any doubt about their vaccination status, they're eligible to get another one now. And that will really help prevent an outbreak getting too far out of control. And you and I, we were talking about the outbreak last time, 2019. We got through that outbreak without any deaths in New Zealand, but there were 60-something deaths in Samoa, and the measles outbreak in Samoa came from us here in Auckland. Every expert I talk to is saying we're not going to get through so lucky this time if there's another outbreak in Auckland. So, whānau, it's absolutely critical. You know, please get everybody vaccinated for measles, and the urgency is it's right now, because we've got measles in the northern part of Auckland now.
And it could easily come across the bridge, there's no doubt about that. Hey, when I think back, Orawari, measles actually was once quite common, wasn't it? Sort of a childhood illness. Why is it something to fear now?
Oh, yeah, it always was, and so if I go back, you know, because I'm reasonably old, I'm in my 60s. So we go back to when I was a baby, and we kind of just had to put up with that. And so we had, you know, most people had measles, and it's a bit of an, you know, horrible, you know, 5 days or a week or something, and the rash and the fevers. But back in the day, 1 in 1,000 kids would die. You know, it might be 9 or 10 in 1,000 would end up in hospital, maybe more than that. So it's for most people, it's a horrible illness and you get over it. But for some people, it gets really serious, and for some babies, they die. Because we've got a vaccine that can prevent that, it's an absolute tragedy when we lose a baby to measles. And I guess so our response to it is elevated by the fact that we actually have really effective tools to protect our babies.
I hear that Tamariki, without evidence of 2 MMR vaccinations, will have to quarantine for 7 days. Is this a legal requirement?
Well, I don't think of it as quarantine. It is, if you've got your kids going to early childhood centre or kohangareo, if they're not vaccinated, they can't attend while we've got an outbreak. Now, we haven't formally called an outbreak now. I'm just saying I think it's going to be an outbreak. But if you were, say, at the early childhood centre up there in North Shore, or that the high school up there in the North Shore in Albany, wherever it is, the, you know, if you're not vaccinated, they're going to ask you to stand down for now. And that's a really reasonable way of trying to protect those who are not vaccinated. We can't do it completely, we can't do it thoroughly, because as you said in the opening, measles is so infectious. Literally, if I had measles and I walked through Sylvia Park, our system would go, everybody who was in Sylvia Park when I was there has now been exposed. It's that infectious. It's really, really infectious. So the way of protecting those who are not immunised is to say, stand down from school or stand down from kohanga for now.
You don't make statements of this type lightly. You've just said you are predicting a pandemic, yeah?
I'm predicting an outbreak.
An outbreak, now, not a pandemic.
Yeah. Not a pandemic, but the outbreak, if it gets away on us, will likely cover, you know, all of Auckland. If that happens, it's likely to spread into Northland, into Waikato, and there's a high likelihood of it spreading across the country. Now, we're starting to talk some big numbers of exposures, many people being minor illness, but we are at high risk of losing some babies. So that the proper protection is to get vaccinated. And so the deaf ears, in my view, is the health system has dropped the ball. Our primary care clinics have been distracted by other things, and they haven't done a good job of making sure that we've got all of our vaccination up to date. I think whānau are really interested in getting vaccinated, and we've just got to, you know, look, for what I know, the Māori providers are right now standing up vaccination events in the way that you'd expect, and it's going to be on weekends, and it's going to have extended hours, and it's going to be lots of places that you can go. We're going to get as much of this health system standing up and making a really good offer to whānau to come in and get up-to-date vaccinations right now.
I appreciate your thoughts. This is serious stuff, Te whānau. Rawiri wouldn't say he's predicting an outbreak if he didn't have some data to back himself up. So please take it seriously. Please, especially for our young mums and our pepi, make sure that the immunisation program is adhered to. Dr. Rawiri Jensen with us, the Chief Medical Officer for Taka Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority. As always, Rawiri, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Thanks.
Kia ora, ngā mihi. You're listening to Urban Māori Radio, Wātea 603.